How habits form and influence us. When someone throws a ball at you, you catch it almost automatically, without thinking. This automatic action is a habit, something you do without consciously deciding to. Habits form because actions become automatic, like flicking a light switch when entering a room. Repetition makes habits feel emotionless over time. Consider your morning routine or the view from your office window. Initially, these experiences are exciting, but the pleasure diminishes with familiarity. Context is crucial in shaping habits. For instance, if you connected socializing with drinking beer during your student days, now every social occasion may trigger the desire to drink. Habits develop in several ways. First, you intentionally start a habit, like brushing your teeth regularly for healthy teeth. Second, habits can form when you explain past behavior with an intention later. For example, sitting in the same spot in a friend's kitchen becomes your favorite spot because of the light and comfort, even though you initially sat there by chance. Third, habits can combine both intention and explanation. For instance, you might start biking to work to stay fit but continue because you enjoy the fresh air. Habits in daily life. About a third of our waking hours are driven by habits we hardly notice. These habits range from social routines, like where we sit at the dinner table, to work habits, like nodding during meetings. Even our eating habits help us make countless food decisions effortlessly. Sometimes, we find ourselves compulsively checking email, even when we know there's likely nothing new. This is called the partial reinforcement extinction effect. It's when we keep doing something out of habit, even without a reward, just because it's become routine. But habits aren't just actions, they include our thought patterns too. Negative thinking habits can link to mental health issues like depression. For example, if you tend to see yourself as powerless and at fault, losing a job can feel overwhelmingly negative. Another common habit is rumination, where we dwell on thoughts repetitively. While reflecting on past experiences can help us learn, constantly dwelling on failures can lead to unnecessary distress. Understanding our habits, both actions and thoughts, can help us navigate life more consciously and positively. How to successfully form new habits. Even though habits start from your unconscious mind, you can influence them. This is great news if you want to build a new, healthy habit. Here's how to do it in three simple steps. 1. Find your motivation. You need a clear goal to help you overcome challenges. To figure out your main goal, try the WHOOP method: wish, outcome, obstacle, and plan. Start by writing down your wish, the best outcome, and the obstacles you might face. For example, if your wish is to run daily, your outcome might be to get in shape for a 10 kilometers run, and your obstacles could be bad weather and physical discomfort. 2. Make a plan. Create a specific if X, then Y plan. For instance, if I enter a building, I will take the stairs. Positive statements like I'll take the stairs are more effective than I'm not taking the elevator, as denying yourself something often makes it more appealing. 3. Repeat and adjust. Repetition helps turn actions into habits. If you're struggling, use coping planning to handle obstacles. For example, if it is raining, I'll try my waterproof running gear. Make sure your habits stay enjoyable by mixing things up. For example, take different routes on your bike rides or pause to enjoy a fragrant flower. How to break bad habits and make positive changes. Most of us have bad habits we want to break, whether it's being overweight or trying to quit smoking. But changing these habits can be tough. A survey from the 1980s at the University of Scranton found that 60% of people couldn't stick to their New Year's resolutions. So, what can we do to make lasting changes? Start by recognizing the habit you want to break. Sometimes, the effects of bad habits are easier to see than the habits themselves. For instance, it's clear you're overweight, or if you smoke, you might feel out of breath. To find these habits, you can use mindfulness, which means paying close attention to what you're doing in the moment. Mindfulness takes practice. Try this exercise: sit comfortably in your favorite chair and focus on one thing, like your breathing. Be kind and non-judgmental toward yourself and your thoughts. This practice helps you become more aware of your habits. Another effective method is working on your self-control. Self-control works like a muscle that gets stronger with practice. Just trying to break a habit can help build your willpower. For example, if you want to quit smoking, starting with a week without nicotine can boost your willpower, and then you can try to go for 2 weeks. Here are some simple ways to control your habits. Monitor your behavior. keeping a food diary, using distractions, such as chewing gum instead of smoking. Change your environment, for example, by moving to a non-smoking apartment. Key points. 1. Habits form through repetition, making actions automatic over time. 2. Context and past experiences shape habits, like associating socializing with drinking. 3. Daily habits, both actions and thoughts, influence much of our routine and mindset. 4. Use the WHOOP method to set clear goals and plan for obstacles when forming new habits. 5. Repetition and planning help turn actions into lasting habits. 6. Mindfulness can help you identify and break bad habits by being aware of your behavior. 7. Strengthen self-control by monitoring habits and making small changes in your environment.